USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. New numbers as we learn at least 42 people have now been killed in the California wildfires. DNA experts on scene as some of the people killed in their cars as flames jump roads and highways. Celebrities in the hard-hit Malibu area doing their part to help. Sandra Bullock donating $100,000 to the Humane Society of Ventura County for animals. And Lady Gaga, who evacuates her home in Malibu, showing up and volunteering at a Red Cross shelter.
Where we're going to see winds 30 to 40 miles an hour. That clearly has us concerned. We have a lot of resources out on this fire right now.
As for the situation in Malibu and Calabasas, Fire Chief Chris Anthony says wind still the biggest problem.
We're seeing these really strong, strong winds, and that's true even in Northern California on the campfire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. New numbers as we learn at least 42 people have now been killed in the California wildfires. DNA experts on scene as some of the people killed in their cars as flames jump roads and highways. Celebrities in the hard-hit Malibu area doing their part to help. Sandra Bullock donating $100,000 to the Humane Society of Ventura County for animals. And Lady Gaga, who evacuates her home in Malibu, showing up and volunteering at a Red Cross shelter.
Where we're going to see winds 30 to 40 miles an hour. That clearly has us concerned. We have a lot of resources out on this fire right now.
As for the situation in Malibu and Calabasas, Fire Chief Chris Anthony says wind still the biggest problem.
We're seeing these really strong, strong winds, and that's true even in Northern California on the campfire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
New details emerging about the death of the Washington Post journalist killed at the Saudi embassy in Turkey, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Audio of the chilling graphic details of the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi has been released. A Turkish journalist claims he's heard the recording and Khashoggi's last words were, "I'm suffocating, take this bag off my head." It took 7 minutes for him to die with the plastic bag on his head and 15 minutes to cut up the body.
Switching gears now to the economy, the very latest on gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average has fallen to $2.68 per gallon. That reflects a savings of millions of dollars.
Americans are shelling out nearly $100 million per day less on gasoline than they did in early October. That's because the national average is down about 23.5 cents per gallon in the last month. It stands at $2.68 per gallon.
This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The FAA investigating an incident involving an air traffic controller in Las Vegas.
The FAA is making changes to its overnight staffing policies, requiring two controllers to be in the tower during busy hours after the incident at Nevada's McCarran International when an air traffic controller became incapacitated while on duty. It involved her speech being slurred and unintelligible to many pilots.
Flying 1069, you're concerned about what?
I'm sorry, say again for 1069.